In the headlines, Barbados sees a 2.5% economic growth in the economy for the first half of 2025. Public frustration mounts amid the SSA strike dragging into day number two. Would-be thieves vandalize yet another credit union automatic teller machine. The Barbados Revenue Authority auctioned off more properties over tax delinquency, and Israel to allow foreign aid drops of aid into Gaza. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Barbados has seen a 2.5% growth in the economy for the first half of the year. That's the word from Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, as the bank held their quarterly press conference report to the island this morning. Dr. Greenidge says the growth was expected as it was driven by the positive factors ongoing in the island.
Tourism value added, which is the activity opposed to the actual arrivals, activity expanded by 8.9%, and construction activity expanded by 5.8%, and that is due to tourism and public sector rail projects, Royalton, Pendry, Apsil, Coverley residents, and the public sector roads work. In turn, the distribution sector, which we refer to as wholesale and retail, that increased marginally by 1.5%, as we saw higher demand for food and beverage, pharmaceutical products, construction materials, vehicle parts, and home appliances.
The governor is also reporting an increase in the output of the agriculture sector. He noted the sector was down the last quarter, but has since rebounded.
The sector edged up overall by 1.1%, reflecting higher outputs in food crops, fruit and vegetables, eggs, and poultry. Those increases will outpace declines in milk production and also fish catches during the period. And though we have strong construction activity actually driving a 2.7 expansion in the production of non-metallic minerals, and this within the manufacturing sector, food production was a bit higher too. The overall manufacturing output slid by 0.7%, and that reflects lower output for alcoholic beverages and chemicals. And we can see for this since 2022, all sectors have been above and contributing to growth.
Governor Dr. Greenidge also noted that the island's gross domestic product has shown improvements, while unemployment has also dipped.
Nominal GDP now stands at $7.7 billion half year, and real at $5.4 billion, a larger hit than in the previous period. And this quarter, with this quarter growth, that marks 16 quarters of economic expansion. So we are on a constant upward trajectory, and the economy continues to be bigger than the pre-pandemic period. The labor market would have benefited from the robust economic activity, registering a historical all-time low of 6.3% unemployment rate at the end of March 2025. That rate, 6.3, is actually down from the March 6.9 rate a year ago. And within the labor market, we saw increased activity employment within construction, administrative services, and the wholesale retail distribution sector.
Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, in the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News comes to you in association with CIBC Caribbean and ICBL. Always there when you need us most.
Yet another attempt to steal an automatic teller machine belonging to the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union has failed. This time, it happened last night at Jordan Supermarket in Spikestown, where at least three persons broke into the supermarket and attempted to steal an automatic teller machine belonging to the Barbados Public Workers Cooperative Credit Union. They failed, but they did vandalize the ATM for a second time in the week. Earlier this week in St. Peter, there at the mall in St. Peter, that machine was also damaged and vandalized, even though thieves were unable to make off with any money. The same thing happened last night, and the union is saying no money was stolen, but yet another one of their machines has been vandalized. The police continue their investigations. While Barbadians are speaking out against the ongoing protests and action by members of the Sanitation Service Authority, who are demanding resolution on the promised performance of incentive bonus. The strike has led to a significant backlog in garbage collection into day two, prompting strong reactions from the public.
They could try to save the union, then to get together and negotiate the money that they're supposed to get and try and settle the agreement, and then they could go back to work.
As far as I'm concerned, it's foolishness. Because every chairman of the board say that the talks ain't break down, them had a rate striking, so they ain't had a call. Well, that's foolishness.
Well, I personally feel that they deserve what they're asking for, and if there haven't been any conclusion to it, then keep striking until they get what they want. I mean, it's affecting us. The garbage is not picking up, but what about them? Their health is at risk every day.
It's a very serious situation, though. The sanitation service is very important for Barbados. And given the situation as it is, I think it's a lack of disrespect. And they need to pay the guys. They need to pay them.
Them people work hard, people should get the money. They should get the money. Them of all the people in the government, them should get the money.
Pay the people the money. Yes. People is work. Pay the people the money, that's what. The government got money. They got money. They don't pay the people the money.
Voices of Barbadians speaking about the ongoing protest action at the Sanitation Service Authority. The Barbados Revenue Authority hosted a land auction today at the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute of Technology, offering 9 lots with unsettled debt, where 7 of the 9 properties were sold for a sum of $4.22 million. Speaking to Starcom Network News, the communications officer at the BRA, Erica Lazar, outlined how the revenue generated from the auction will be dispersed and highlighted what next possible steps for the unsold plots would be.
We issued a notice of sale for 30 properties, which with land tax debt, some of the property owners came and settled within that period. And now we started with 9 this morning. Our intention is not to take away somebody's property. It really just is the interest in making sure the land taxes are paid. The revenue is only to pay off the land tax debt. Barbados Revenue Authority is only interested in making sure that the land tax has been covered. Any excess will go to the property owners. What could happen if a property is not sold, it can possibly go back up onto the auction block, or we will re-engage the property owner in trying to recover the land tax.
That's the BRA Communications Officer, Erica Lazar. And finally, Israel has said it would allow foreign countries to airdrop aid into Gaza, where local health officials are reporting increasing numbers of deaths from starvation. When such airdrops happened in 2024, after the UN said Gaza's population was on the brink of famine, humanitarian organizations said this method of delivery could not meet the soaring needs. However, Israel are saying this is the only way they will have it. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest, our top stories. Barbados seeing a 2.5% economic growth in the first half of 2025. Public frustration mounts amid the SSA strike dragging into day two. Would-be thieves vandalize another credit union automatic teller machine. The Barbados Revenue Authority auctioned more properties over tax delinquency. And Israel to allow foreign airdrops of aid into Gaza. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.